As I began my cancer experience, my family had been affected in so many ways. Everyone was trying so hard to be positive and help me stay focused on getting better, but there were so many distractions that kept popping up every time I would seem to get rolling on tasks for the plan my doctors had developed for my battle. It seems like everyone reacts differently when faced with life-threatening situations. Whether these circumstances are affecting friends, family members, or a face-to-face battle that is awaiting them personally, reactions are as diverse as individual identities. Plus, understanding why some are called to have a tougher fight than others, and why some are required to leave this life earlier than we would like them to, is so perplexing, burdensome, and complicated. We do not know all of the answers. We can only speculate that what answers might satisfy the mysteries that might plague our lives while on this earth. Cancer is one of those ongoing enigmas. We must do our best to accept what is in store for us, whether it fits our plans or whether we must adjust what we want for what God sees for us in our future. Something that one of my kids said to me one day impressed me to write the lyrics to this song. She said to me, "Dad, I don't know what you're doing to cause the angels not to come and get you, but keep doing it."
When Daddy got cancer, I cried and cried. It was so terrifying. One night Daddy almost died. In the hospital he was lying. Daddy said he saw a child, and that he was so solemn he wouldn't talk, not even smile. Yes, Daddy had reached rock bottom. Daddy had reached rock bottom. So Daddy thought and thought and thought about why he'd seen that lad. An angel must have made a stop to check up on my dad. Just a checking up on my dad. That little cherub, bless his heart, wasn't there to take my daddy home. He knew that Daddy was a tiger shark and couldn't leave Mama alone. Mama could not be alone. The lad was there to say through the night, make sure Daddy didn't leave. I think the angels got it right, 'cause Daddy's still here with me. Daddy's still here with me. Diddly 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 dun 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 da diddly do. Diddly 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 dun 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 da diddly do. Oh, I'm so glad the angels aren't mad and they didn't take my daddy. He got cancer and I was sad, 'cause the doctor said he might leave me. But today we got the word, Daddy is getting better. I'm so glad the angels aren't mad. I'm gonna have it printed up, not only on my cocoa cup. I'm gonna have it printed on my sweater. I'm gonna have it printed up, not only on my cocoa cup. I'm gonna have it printed on my sweater. Diddly 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 dun da dun da diddly do. Diddly 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 dun da dun da diddly do.
I had mentioned that there were a couple of things that I remember about the week, that particular week in the hospital. After the angelic visit, I had another encounter with what seemed to be of a spiritual nature. My son Kendall had been bringing Brenda to the hospital every day and taking her home in the evening. I don't remember the visits, but I do remember Kendall being in my room one evening. Brenda wasn't with him because of the COVID restrictions at that time. There could only be one visitor in the room at a time, and so it wasn't unusual for Kendall to be there alone. He was standing at the foot of my bed and suddenly raised his hands into the air high above his head with his fists clenched and said, "You beat death, Dad, you beat death." After I finally started coming out of whatever trance I was in, I remembered Kendall doing that. I really didn't think too much about it and didn't mention it to him for a month or so. One day while visiting with him, I brought up his cheer for my victory over death. He looked at me in a very, I don't know what you're talking about fashion and said, "What are you talking about?" I told him what I had seen him do. I rehearsed the story to him again, and he again said he didn't remember doing anything like that. Like the little boy in the hallway that same week, I vividly remember this happening. Someone had come into my room and told me of my triumph over a life-threatening experience. If it wasn't Kendall, who was it? The light was dim in my room that night, but I know someone was cheering me on. All I can say is, there are angels among us. They are cheering us on and know our Father's plan for each of us. They know when we need to stay on earth and when God needs us on the other side. The outcome of our journey along the cancer road is not one that is assured. We don't know what God has in store for us. Some may pray and pray for healing and not have that be their final destination. Yet others may pray and pray for the same thing and have it granted to them. We just need to remember that our Father in heaven is the one writing the script. We can change that script by not following it, but then it is no longer the story God had planned for us. We have our agency to do as we wish. We can change our story with the little or big decisions we make every day. It has been changed by our selfish and most of the time uninformed attitude that our story would be better if written by us. We are like young children being guided by loving parents. Sometimes we don't understand why we must obey and why we can't just do what we want. We don't know all of the reasons behind the bigger plan. We pray for what we need and would like, and if the answer isn't what we think we should have, we throw a tantrum or say how much we dislike our life, even going so far as to say, "God is dead. He doesn't care. Why me?" Sometimes our children do the same to us. Throw a tantrum. Remember the terrible twos? "I hate you." Terrible threes through teenagers. "You don't care about me. You don't understand. Why do I have to do that? Don't talk to me." Our kids don't understand why we sometimes have to say no, or why we won't let them go into dangerous situations, why they can't stay up till 1 a.m. and not get up until noon. Why do they have to eat good, nutritious food? God only wants the best for us, and there are many times we just don't see the big picture. Okay, let's go back to the story of healing. My chemo treatments had been interrupted after they had just begun. 2 sessions and I had already had to spend more than a week in the hospital. I'd faced death, met face to face with angels, and had pain as I had never experienced before in my life. I still had 6 treatments to go. Honestly, I didn't know if I could do it. After the first and second treatments, I experienced so many different kinds of physical problems. And to top that off, after I'd finished my chemo, I had to rest for a few weeks and spend 6 weeks doing radiation and oral chemo. Oh, let's not forget the surgery after that. And believe me, surgery had some death wishes for me up its sleeve also. Anyway, it seems that chemo was a walk in the park compared to what was ahead. I knew that I would need even more help from my family during radiation and surgery and my recovery from both. I'll talk a little more about that in the upcoming episodes. Right now, I would like to take a little time and discuss the prep for the months that were awaiting my arrival. The months that, at times, I didn't think would ever end. Without the help and love of our kids, who knows what would have been the result.
I was young, the things I loved the most were all homemade, like apple pie and chicken fry, my mama's special way. She always mixed in yummy things that made it taste so fine, but the love my mama put inside I'll taste throughout time. Homemade love that comes from deep within your heart. Homemade love, where homemade dreams can have a start. Homemade love, stay strong when other love may fade. All you need to keep you happy is a love that's all homemade. Now I'm not a child, I have six kids that call me dad. When I got sick, they said to me, you know we've got your back. They said they'd help mom care for me in any way they could, and give me back some homemade love that came from their childhood. Homemade love that comes from deep inside your heart. Homemade love, where homemade dreams can have a start. Homemade love, stay strong when other love may fade. All it takes to keep you happy is a love that's all homemade. Homemade love that comes from deep inside your heart. Homemade love, where homemade dreams can have a start. Homemade love, stay strong when other love may fade. All it takes to keep you happy is a love that's all homemade. All it takes to keep you happy is a love that's all homemade.
So our kids stepped up to help us get through this trial we had been handed. Whenever we needed a ride to Provo or Salt Lake City or any place for that matter, our kids and their families were there to help out. Anything we needed, we just had to call any one of them and they were there to assist us. And it wasn't just our kids, but Brenda's sister and her husband, who lived just through the block from us, were always there and always available to take care of the house, the pets, or anything that needed tending while we were gone to appointments or medical treatments or tests or any other reason. Whether we were gone for a day, a week, or for months, our family took care of us and showed us the homemade love that they had learned about when they were young. What a blessing they all were and still are to us. During chemo, we were pretty much able to get ourselves from our home in Marysville to the hospital in Richfield. But when it came time for radiation, that was a different story. We really couldn't drive to Provo and back every day for a 15-minute appointment. We would have to find a way to spend at least Monday through Friday in the Provo area. We did not have to look very far. Our third son, Eric, and his family immediately volunteered to take us into their house and give us a place to stay for as long as we needed to. Their downstairs had a guest room and bath. It was private and would be our home away from home during the long weeks that lay ahead. I hope you'll come back next week and listen to me. I'll talk a little bit about the radiation treatments and what that had in store. It's been nice talking to you. I hope you've got something out of this. And remember that our Heavenly Father loves you and is always there for you.